Turn with me, please, to 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. And by the help of the Lord, we want to continue talking about this man that represented the Lord Jesus, a man of grace and of power. And in 2 Kings chapter 5, we read the following, and I'm going to read selective verses and try to relate the message, and we try by the help of the Spirit of God to speak to your own heart. That if you are still without the Lord Jesus, you are still in your sins, that maybe this afternoon will be the day that you will ever remember is the day when you said yes to the Lord Jesus. And in 2 Kings chapter 5, we read the following. And Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man, with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord has given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. I want you to pay attention to that statement, that but he was a leper. In the morning, if you sat with us in our Bible reading, you have heard about a great woman. And that great woman was, we took it by way that maybe she was a great woman as far as wealth is concerned here on earth, but she was also a great woman spiritually, because she has life in her. Why? Because she trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. But this afternoon we have before us a different picture. A picture of a man. And let me remind the brethren again. Let's turn the cells off unless you are on call. And let me say thank you once more. Let's turn the cells off unless you are on call. So this is another picture that we have, another great man. And there's no question in my mind that this man does not have the greatness spiritually. But he was a great man here on earth. He was honorable. He was respected. If you spoke about Naaman in the language of our present world, we would say, I wish I could be like this man. It's maybe like to many of the young people, sports figures and athletes and great men. And yesterday, it was amazing. You witnessed throughout all the world, people are talking how great this man was, that have came up with the idea of the iPhone, the iPad, and everything that concerns the I generation. It's all about me. But maybe it is in our language nowadays, in God, in the world's assessment of things, he was a great man. But let me assure you, my dear son, my dear daughter, my dear friend, if you are still without Christ, in the world's assessment, he was great like this man. But if he doesn't have Christ Jesus, he was a leper. Leprosy in the scripture speaks about sin. That you can have all this gain. You can have this all this wonderful, bright future before you. You can be well reported by individuals of this world. You can be the top of a corporation. You can be the best doctor. It doesn't matter what kind of field you are in. Young man, young girl. But if you are without Christ, as far as heaven's assessment of things, you are a leper. You are a sinful individual. And when there is sin, when sin was ushered into the world, it did taint God's creation. It tainted your being. It tainted your members. It tainted your spirit. It tainted your soul. It tainted everything about you and me. And what sin has done to mankind, it has separated us from a blessed, loving God forever and ever. So there needs to be a solution. There needs to be a remedy for me to be saved from the leprosy and from the consequence of sin. The Bible said the wages of sin is what? Is death. That's why we die. That's why people from different ages, young and old alike, we go and we pass from the scene through the process of death because of sin. Because sin came into this world. And sin separated me from a blessed God, a God that loved mankind, and He ever delighted to have relationship with you and me. My dear friend, don't underestimate the love of God. That God desire to have relationship, communion, fellowship with you. But it can only come on one basis. It can only come on one ground, one foundation. And that foundation is none other but the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is the true Elijah? When this man knew that he had leprosy, and listen, you can go to the best doctors. You can go to the best individuals that can give you advice and help you mentally and psychologically and so forth and so on. But if you are without the Lord Jesus, there is nothing that will help you as far as your eternal destiny is concerned. There is nothing in this world that will secure you for heaven. There is nothing in this world that will make you acceptable to God so that God would say, well, you belong to heaven, other than the Lord Jesus Christ, other than the true Elisha. And how did Elisha had to deal with leprosy? We're going to speak about it a little bit. But listen, young one, especially if you are a young age, you know who brought this man to the knowledge of the real prophet? It was a young little girl. She knew about Christ. How much do you know of Christ? How much do we know of the Lord Jesus? Do you have Him in your own heart? Or is this something that you have heard from the days of your youth? Even you have heard about Christ in your own home because of your godly parents. But you are still a leper as far as God is concerned. Coming to the meeting, sitting in the front, going to Sunday school, and all these wonderful things that you should do will not give you heaven. Will not bring you to heaven. It requires a personal relationship and knowledge of the true Elisha, the Lord Jesus Christ. But it was a little girl. Little girls, listen, young boys. Even when you are in school, this guy represents all mankind. Everyone that is born, all have sinned and what? And come short of the glory of God. There is none that is righteous. It behooves you and behooves me to take the word of God and understand that God always speaks the truth. You could be like Naaman in the beginning. Here comes the young girl, and she told him about the Lord Jesus. Said, there is a way out. There is a way to be cleansed. There is a way to be saved. There is a way for you, my dear friend, that if you should go through death, that heaven will be your portion. There is a way for it. And that way is for by the man of God. And we have been talking about the Lord Jesus. There is only one way. No one can come to the Father. But by who? But by me. There is a way. But it's a very exclusive way. It's a very narrow way. And that way is through one person and one person alone. The Lord Jesus Christ. What makes Him so precious? How did He open this way of deliverance? Because as a blessed God over all, He said, listen, someone has to stand in the breach. Someone has to put both hands that God is satisfied and man could be gained. And the Lord Jesus came as a man.